welcome back. Tonight, we're with the Wooks. This is Red Barn Radio.
You can take the detour, the shortest way around. White lines, the Einsteins put you in the ground. You can live a high life, you can paint the town. White lines, the Einsteins put you in the ground. White lines, the Einsteins put you in the ground.
Think of the guitarists that really sort of have shaped the way that you play, Tony Rice, obviously, and Sutton and Domenski. You know, like, what are the unique qualities of playing that make you really lock into a guitarist?
The guys that I've really attached to, like, I've not always had the greatest work ethic of, like, studying their exact solos, but the common thing between, like, Stevie and Tony and Critter and Dwayne Allman and all those guys is kind of the conviction that they play with or the passion that they play with, and that's what I like in guitar players, I guess.
Any kind of unique picking style or things that you do with your fingers that are
I do a lot of things
trademark?
Wrong. Cross pick.
we didn't hear any of that.
But, you know, you kind of have to find your own way around it. I'd say if you're trying to learn proper technique, you should study Brian Sutton because he's scientifically got the most perfect technique of anyone I've ever seen. So,
and how would you describe perfect technique?
Well, his pick angles at, you know, the right angle all the time, and his hand positions are all spot on to get that great volume that he gets and that clarity in his notes and cleanliness. And he was a big influence on me as well.
Tell us about your path with instruments.
I know one song on the mandolin and no one else knows it. It's called Old Grimes. and I know a Zeppelin song on the mandolin. I can literally play no other instrument but this.
You're doing some songwriting.
Yeah.
And you guys, I noticed at least one of your tunes on the set list.
I wrote quite a few songs for the last band I was in. I used to play with Newtown with Katie Penn. I played with her for 10 years, and I was the only writer in the band at the time. Now they've got a few guys in there writing. But this band, a lot of the guys are writing, so I've got two or three. They got two, each of us have about two or three songs that we're going to record soon.
All right. So you had a number one hit last year.
Tell me about that.
Where? Yeah, I wrote it in
there. Where? That seems worth talking about.
That's on Newtown's last record, Time Machine. It's the opening track called All I Was to You, and I wrote it in the bathroom of the third floor of the William T. Young Library in college.
Jake Satterfield was not respected. Some say he's tempted. They think he'll steal. No invitation, social party ever came to Jake Satterfield. On a chestnut mare in an old spring wagon, he come riding into town. Had an old big crow cussing on his shoulder, Springfield rifle with a side file down. She got lost way back in the hill. When the town folk gathered, they all said no one knows these woods like Jake Satterfield. Well, they gave him gold and they gave him silver. Said I'll try to pick up her trail. If I'm not back by tomorrow evening, won't come home for you know I'll fail. Thank you. Well, many times now, green grass is wetter. Since that morning, way back when, Jake Satterfield nor Miss Glory Johnson ever heard from or seen again. One winter evening, an old bird traveler claimed he was dying in winter snow. Said he was saved by Crow.
You've met everyone except for Galen and Arthur, and I'm going to talk to Galen now. Galen is the mandolinist up here. He is tall and bearded. I saw that A style, right? Is that
yes?
A mandolin.
It is a 2006 Collings MT.
Did you just happen to get that instrument?
If you're asking if I prefer A styles over F styles,
I guess that's what I was going
to
go to. Yeah,
it was just because they're cheaper. I love F styles. I've put this particular mandolin up against a lot of really nice F styles, and I prefer this one.
I think it sounds great. Love your playing, and you just bring so much to the sound and your singing. Where's your home?
Well, I was born in Albany, Georgia, but I grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay.
And I've been all over the place, Colorado, Mexico, Michigan. Now I'm here.
Places where you've lived?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, lived with your family or just out on your own sort of personal journey?
With my family, but most of that was in Virginia and some in Michigan, and then by myself in Colorado and Mexico and Georgia.
Arthur says at some point online that you guys first played in high school together.
That's right.
What high school?
Online? IDigMandolinPlayers.com, is that?
We went to Woodbury Forest in Orange,
Oh,
Virginia.
Okay, good. So you all went to the
Independence. So we met there and started playing music together there.
So by the time you got to high school, had you been playing for a while, or?
I started actually on the doing Suzuki violin when I was 6.
Huh.
And then I broke my left wrist snowboarding when I was 13, and it ended my life as a violin player. Took a year off from music because I didn't know what to do, and then my family got me a mandolin my freshman year in high school for Christmas.
Let that be a lesson to you out there, young violinists. No snowboarding for you.
Unless you want to start playing mandolin.
Oh, unless you want to end up, with a band called the Wooks playing an A-style mandolin. You guys met, connected, and then you went your own separate ways.
Yeah, that's right.
A
long time, and we always kept in touch, and my family has a lot of roots here in Kentucky, so when I would come here for holidays, which we do sometimes, I would call Arthur and we'd get together and play music, and if he was anywhere near me, we'd do the same thing, and we just kept in touch over the years and always talked about having a band.
And so you live here now?
No, yeah.
You live here in Lexington?
I live in Paris, but yeah.
In Paris, all right. Yeah.
Sometimes a man in the mirror. Some folks call me the breeze. On my own time, lost in my mind. Can't find no forest for the tree. On and on with ever after. Digging for what I don't need. My own mind, it's golden time. History brings me to my time, whistling forest, rocky stream. From this hill, the sun's still setting. Down in town, children scream. Crooked signs, same old rhyme. Little wheels in a big machine. I am fine.
just joined us, tonight we're with the Wooks from Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Again, we got new Chocos, everybody.
I must say, I did
Fresh
notice
Fresh pattern. Never seen that pattern
nice
before.
Nice thing about Choco. It's a good pattern. Nice
I'm
going to
go look on
Choco.
The message boards later and look for that pattern, but I don't think anyone's ever seen that pattern before.
Yeah, I had a pair that was 10 years old.
Did you design those?
Kicked it. Custom. Yeah, custom Chocos, bro.
So there's Wooks, Wookettes, Wookies, Wookout America, Wooking Strong, Wooking Hard. There's a lot of things I could go into, but we won't talk about
it
now.
Yeah, I can think of a lot of ways to play.
Wooks can be deceiving. Never judge a Wook by its cover. You ever heard that Prince song? I was Wooking when I wrote this. Forgive me if I go astray. Yeah.
How about, nice. How about, hey, good looking, what you got Wooking?
Wook like an Egyptian. But
Arthur?
Yeah, what's up?
We're talking to Arthur Hancock now. Arthur is a self-proclaimed horseman, musician, outdoorsman, and
Pat Conley wrote
I like this. I like that you said that you're an all-around mass communicator, and this is really true.
Brad Becker, everyone, you can't see us, but we're having a moment of love right now.
We are having a moment of love.
Brad Becker was my first music teacher when I was in sixth grade, and I hated my life, and I hated school, and then I found the guitar. And I still hated school, but I found the guitar. We hung out a lot.
Yeah.
And Brad was able to communicate with me in a way that teachers usually aren't able to communicate with students, which is through music and friendship. And he helped me find my way. But that's important.
Hold on for a second.
Brad Becker, everybody! No, seriously. And we've been friends ever since. I got to come to Red Barn a lot. Years ago, I'd come to this program. The stories that of the interwoven friendship and music and cool stuff. Like one night, Brad, they hosted a band called Foghorn String Band on this show, and I've subsequently played with this band. It's the greatest string band in the modern American times. If you don't know who they are, they're incredible. I emailed them on a winter night 7 years ago that I love their music because I saw them on KAT. They're from Portland. The next thing you know, they email me and say, hey, do you book any gigs in Kentucky? And I'm like, is the only contact you have in Kentucky the random kid that emailed you at 10:30 at night? Well, it was, and we booked them on Red Barn with Brad, and then they went to Natasha's and actually opened for CJ's band. So isn't that weird?
Yeah, and they also went over and did a school show.
A school
show. Played
for
a whole bunch of school kids who had never heard anything like it, and they were just blown away.
Now, the reason this story is important is because Brad and I ended up back in Nonsuch, Kentucky at Adrian Powell's house. And the last thing I remember is sweeping the floor with a broom to an old chime jam and waking up late for work the next morning. So I didn't start out as a musician. I started out as someone that loved music. Like CJ, the first time I saw him, he probably thought I was crazy because I ran up to him. And I was like, man, you're a great guitarist. You know, there's not many people that can do what he does, honestly. Tone, time, and taste. There's three things that most people don't have all of. So I've never played in a band really before. Jesse and I had a band once with a guy named Tyler Childers that we still love. Until like 2012, I'd only played music with my dad, one guy in college. Despite my sarcasm and cynicism and joking manner, this is like the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life. Hmm. Seriously, playing music with these guys is the only time in my life that I haven't thought about something else. Like in the moment of doing it, I don't think about anything else. So it's really special. And we started in like March, you know? It's amazing how things work. We're just some guys who like to play music, so thank you for being here.
She likes stealing from Salvation Armies. Says it makes her feel like the movies. I bats her eye with a crooked smile. Wonders why the hell I'm pissed. This ain't like any film that I recall. Ain't exactly the Italian Job. This kind of stuff, it's for soccer moms dying to be young again. She's dancing around the room in her cheetah print bodysuit. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid. Drinking, but she loves to go out on the weekends. throws me the keys and whispers pretty please and wonders if we'll take her home. You'd think if she knew my weakness, she tried to help me to beat it. That's why I love her so, but since growing up, don't take her out to shop no more. She's dancing around the room in her cheetah print bodysuit. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid. Like stealing from Salvation Armies, says it makes her feel like the movies. I bat her eye with a crooked smile, wonders why the hell I'm pissed. She's dancing around the room in a cheetah print bodysuit. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid. Bodysuit. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid. Roll the credits while the scene is through. It's the story of a messed up kid.
I think it would be interesting for people to hear sort of the parallels between you and your dad.
My great-great-grandfather got shot at Gettysburg and rode a mule to Charlottesville, Virginia, where he fell in love with a woman, and they moved to Kentucky and started raising thoroughbred horses. Five generations later, I'm born. Amazingly, I'm raised in a house full of six women, five sisters. I don't die. I learned how to play music, and now here we are. But my dad is my absolute hero because he has, like, the best principles of any man that I've ever met. He'll throw everything away if it's not right, you know? So that's a huge thing. In conducting oneself in the world is to do it with integrity. That's one thing, but, and I'm gonna brag on my dad, he's had songs cut by Willie Nelson, Ray Price. He sang duet with Waylon Jennings on Nashville Now. Like, Larry Rice cut his tunes. He's got two great records. I mean, he had a deal with Monument Records, and the last song, actually, this is a great story. He went in the studio and Kris Kristofferson walks in, oh gosh, you know. And he has three new songs, and it was Darby's Castle, If I Loved Her, and the last tune he had written was Help Me Make It Through the Night. And Dad was a wild man like myself, and he didn't think anyone needed to help him make it through the night, so he cut If I Loved Her. And then a month later, Sam Davis cut it, and it was a number one hit. So if my dad had cut Help Me Make It Through the Night, I wouldn't be here. we would all not be in this moment right now. So thank you that my dad was too headstrong to think that anyone should help him make it through the night. But my dad is a musician, and he's an avid everything. So he struggled with choosing a life path, horses or business or music, and he did both. And I've done the same thing, really. I love Kentucky and horses and the grass and the hills and the trees. And playing music, though, it's like being on a pink cloud, you know. There's nothing else going on when I do it. So I figured we should give it a run, but we talked about this on Red Barn before. When you record something or you do what we're doing right now is blasting into the universe, and it's recorded, so it's forever. And Jesse Wells will archive it one day, hopefully. Recording music with those you love or your friends, which you love, and others is, I don't know, it's just a real experience. So we're really looking forward to doing that. We're really glad to be here, and I'm really glad to say that my dad taught me how to play guitar before Brad Becker.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, I'd like to thank our guest, the Wooks, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. Give him a big hand. We all thank our guest, the Wooks, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I also want to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And, of course, the members of our studio audience. Thank you all so much for your enthusiasm tonight and for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We are on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Brad Becker, tonight's host of Red Barn Radio. Once again, folks, let's hear it for the Wooks.
Dance you Wookiees dance, dance you Wookiees dance, dance on the cabin floor. Dance you Wookiees dance, dance you Wookiees dance, dance till you can't dance no more. Dance you Wookiees dance, dance you Wookiees dance, dance on the cabin floor. Dance you Wookiees dance, dance you Wookiees dance, it's the Wookiee foot shovel, y'all. Thank you all very much.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Arthur, Galen, CJ, Jesse, and Rodney, the Wooks, for being with us tonight.
Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.